Yud Aleph Teves, Monday the 9th of January, Rabbi Yossi Roth, Refus Segulus B'Shabbos. This week's Shurim have been sponsored by the Torahway Friends and Talmidim of Reb Dudi Rosenberg, Neyoir, Leilu Nishmas, his late mother, Alta Chana, Necha, Bas Menachem Eliezer, Zechrono Levrocha, who's sure finished this morning. Is it this morning?
It's commonly known in the Klal from Chazal that the Kiyach Nefesh is doicha every iss in the Torah. If a person is in a life-threatening situation, one is not to be open any iss in the Torah, except, of course, for the Gimel Avaris Chamiris of Shri Chazumim, Gilearois, and Avodah Zarah. This is why, if a person is in a life-threatening situation on Shabbos, one is allowed to be Mechal on Shabbos in order to save that person's life. Chazal learned this from the Pusik, v'chai behem, v'lo yishiyim is behem. And Chazal say, even in the case of Sofek Kiyach Nefesh, one also is allowed to Mechal on Shabbos to save that person's life. There is a discussion amongst the Rishonim, if this that we said Kiyach Nefesh is doich any yisir, is this only in a case where the refi is up to their chazal? A normal natural refi which worked through the normal laws of nature. Or even by a refi which works up to their chazgila, I mean to say a refi which does not work through the normal laws of nature, be it that it works with supernatural forces, a pthikadish or a magic, whatever it is, something which doesn't fall into the normal laws of nature, is such a refi also doicha Shabbos, and we will see in a few minutes why this should be different. Specifically, I would like to talk about a certain case. The Mu writes that yesh amen, shemi sheyesh lachol b'baisei, if a person has a chol in his house, he should go to a chochem. The chochem should daven for him. He should go to a tzaddik and ask the tzaddik to be mispala for his chod. If this is what the Mu writes, therefore, the question is, if someone has a chod in his house on Shabbos, and he wants to go to a tzaddik and ask the tzaddik to be mispala for him, like the Mu says one should do, is he allowed to be michal on Shabbos in order to get that message to the tzaddik? The tzaddik doesn't live in his town. The tzaddik lives in Bnei Brak, and he wants to send a message on Shabbos to that tzaddik to please daven for him. Is one allowed to be michal on Shabbos for such a case or not? Now, on the year Tuf Kiv Tzaddik Vov, which is around 1836, it was in the town of Zlotchev, a Yid, who was sick on Shabbos, and he knew this Rimu, and he wanted to ask his Rebbe, the first Balzer Rebbe, the Sar Shulim, in order that he should daven for him. He asked the Dayan in his town, and the Dayan said, "Kiyach Nefesh Doicha Shabbos. What could be better than asking the Tzaddik to make daven for you?" Therefore, he sent a telegram on Shabbos to the town of Brod, well, that's where the Balzer Rebbe was staying at that Shabbos, asking the Balzer Rebbe to daven for him. When the telegram reached the town of Brod, Rav Shlomo Kliger, who was a Dayan in Brod, he heard about this, and he writes he was extremely upset. He writes that the Psak of the Sorov is completely a flawed Psak, and he completely disagrees with him. And in fact, he had the Dayan removed from his position because of this. He felt he was not ruled to be a poster because of this psak. And he writes that although we know Kiyach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos, this is only in a case where it's a Refi'ah B'Derech HaTeva. However, when someone wants to use a Refi'ah B'Derech HaSgila, not a natural Refu'ah, even if it's Tefillah, to daven to Hashem and asking for an S, one is not allowed to be Mechal HaShabbos such a case. And he based himself on a Rambam. The Rambam writes in Parashat Mishnayos Masechta Sima that if someone was bitten by a rabid dog, by a kelev shoyta, it was believed this was a certain refi'ah in my chazal was to eat from the liver from the dog, and that was healing from that disease. There's a machlokes in the mission over there. If he eats the liver from the dog, the dog,
or dog,
dog, a dog,
dog with rabies.
Yeah. And the Rambam writes that we passing like the Madumar holds that one is not allowed to do this refi'ah. And the Rambam's explanation for this is, since it's a refi'ah p'derech zgila, it's not a normal refi'ah. There's no reason why it should heal him. Rather, it has certain properties within it, supernatural reasons why it heals him. Therefore, the Rambam writes, refi'ah p'derech zgila is not doich any istatoria, and one is not allowed to do this. Now, let us stop for a moment and ask an obvious question on the Rambam. We all know there's a Gemur Mefereshes, and it's brought down halacha, and the Rambam himself brings this soul sigya, but one is allowed to wear a kamaya on Shabbos. An amulet, a kamaya on Shabbos, one is allowed to wear it. Of course, only in the case where it's a mimcha, has been proven to be used, they're successful three times. And so, to the Rambam writes, one is allowed to wear certain items which have certain properties of healing, such as the tooth of a fox, bait zachag, or the eye of a grasshopper, all these things, Meshabir writes, were things which we believed in my chazal to have worked. Therefore, how can the Rambam write, on one hand, the Yilbon is allowed to wear these things on Shabbos, in the Shisarabim, their Isa, and at the same time write, the field Piderchus Gila is not mitzvah on Shabbos? And the answer is Gans Poshet, and this is brought in the Ritvaz and other Achronim, that the heter of wearing these things is not mitam refiah, and in fact it's not brought down a simashin of ches al hilchas refiah. Rather, it's a heter of hetzur. It's brought down a simashin aleph. It's a heter of, since you're wearing it, it's like a touch, like a person with a piece of jewelry. One is allowed to wear a piece of jewelry on Shabbos, so too one is allowed to wear an amulet, as long as it works, one is allowed to wear it. Therefore, even according to the Rambam, the refiah p'derchus gila is not permitted on Shabbos, this is not a refiah, it's rather it's medin tachshit that you're allowed to wear it. Now, we have to understand what's pshat in the Rambam. P'kich nefesh is doicha every yisa. Just because it doesn't work to the laws of nature, it's not doicha. After all, if it works, it works. So the Ritvaz writes that the Rambam himself, although the Hamoin Am definitely believed that people believe these things work, however, the Rambam himself did not accept the effectiveness of these things. And the Rambam is going to shetul said, the Rambam writes many times in Marin Avorichim and the Chesed Dezura that he does not accept the effectiveness of all things supernatural. Anything which works up in the Gila, the Rambam says, he doesn't know if it works. Therefore, writes the Ritvaz, that the Rambam himself cannot be matter to be even Issim and Atoyer in order to do Rafi Pideres Gila. Since according to him, they're not effective. How can one be even Issim and do these things? However, if this is pshat in the Rambam, then let us return to our previous question. Why does the Rambam say one is allowed to wear a kemaya, an amulet, which is mincha, which has been proven to use, but one that is not proven, one is not allowed to wear? According to Rambam, there's no such thing as mincha and any mincha. There's things people believe, but he himself says that nothing is effective. How can someone wear a tooth of a fox? According to Rambam, he says that there's no, that does not, effectively doesn't work. If it's a tachshit, then what's the difference between mincha and any mincha? It's mashma from the halacha, the Rambam says that only mincha has been tachshit, because he says any mincha one is not allowed to wear. If it's within tachshit, it seems only something which works as within tachshit. And the Rashi himself asks on the Rambam this, and he says the Rambam is contradicting himself. One hand he says you can't do a free pederes gila, and the next second he says that you're allowed to wear these things. However, in Sas Emes's Masber, that in truth, what is the difference? Mimcha and Enimimcha, both things, you're wearing it, it's a tachshit. What should be the difference? Sas Emes's Masber, that in truth, Medaraisa, both of them are taka permitted to wear in Shabbos. Since a person is wearing it, it's tachshit. However, it's not completely a tachshit. It's not a piece of jewelry, this. It's something which works. Therefore, he writes, Chazal, it's Issa Darabon, actually. Chazal will ask it to wear these things. Something which works, Chazal will matter it. Asm tam refiah. Therefore, perhaps we could say in the Rambam, that Chazal will matter something which a Hamoin Am believed to work. A Hamoin Am believed these to work, since it's only a shvis, only the Rabbanon, Chazal will be able to say, such a case is permitted, although the Rambam himself doesn't see a difference between mimcha and ayna mimcha. Perhaps, although, as we said, the Rashi himself says that he finds this a contradiction in the Rambam. Secondly, how could the B'shem Ekliga bring this Rambam as proof to his shit over here regarding to sending a telegram to a tzaddik? First of all, we know that the Vilna Gaon writes here in this Rambam that we don't accept the Rambam in this prat that the field, that gillas don't effectively work. If that is the case, these two things are connected. And if we don't accept the Rambam with that halacha, how can we accept the Rambam to say that field by deres gillas is not permitted? Secondly, even according to Rambam, that's only by using items, certain things which use supernatural forces or something. But tefillah, to daven to Hashem, even the Rambam, of course, agrees that this is the preferable way a person should go with. So such a case for sure should be Mechal Shabbos. Even according to the Rambam, if this is the pshat in the Rambam, that it's Kol Shetosa that he holds Derech Gilas are things which aren't effective. Therefore, we have to say a different pshat according to Pshat Mekliga, why he used this Rambam in order for this case of sending a telegram. There are other reasons among Zachainim. I would like to perhaps say a new mahalach. That the Rambam believed that if something, if there's a chiv, an obligation from the middle of the week to use that refiah, that chiv is on Zecher Shabbos. Meaning to say, the Chidur writes that bizman hazeh, one is not allowed to rely on mafsim and nisim, one has to be misnai kederach olam. He has to go through the normal ways of this world, he has to go to a doctor and get a refiah. If that's true, then that obligation is what creates the kiyach nefesh. Since he's obligated middle to go to a doctor, to get medicine, to have a surgery done, whatever the case is, that is doiche Shabbos. However, refiah pederes gila, although it may work, and that's how the Rambam was coming to discuss over here, since it's not an obligation for a person to do them of the week, we cannot say on Shabbos it's doiche Shabbos, since he's not obligated to do the refiah. And even tefillah, which we saw the Amur writes, that a person should go to a tzaddik and ask him for tefillah mispalul. However, the Paskim writes to Tzeleyez and other Paskim that the Amur did not mean this b'toris chiv, obligation. Rather, he meant b'toris aitze, a good thing would be to do that. And since there's no chiv to do that, and the Rambam himself never actually brings that halacha of going to a tzaddik tefillah mispalul for him, therefore, even by tefillah, since there's no obligation to daven of the week for a chayla, one cannot say that on Shabbos, b'kich nefesh should be doiched to get a tefillah from a tzaddik. However, this is the Shitsa Rambam. But our Rishonim disagree with the Rambam. Rashba learned the Mechlek Sachainim. Many Achainim learned, Rashba holds, that Fiyah Pidech Zgila is exactly like a Fiyah Pidech Hateva. There's no difference between the two cases. Both are permitted to be Mechal HaShabbos. A Fiyah is a Fiyah. Who cares how you're getting it? However, many Achainim learned that Rashba is not exactly saying that. And in the Lushna Rashba, if the one looks inside, there's Mashma a bit, like, that the Fiyah Pidech Zgila is not exactly the same. It's true if it's both the Kimnisa writes Rashba, if it for sure works, one is Lati Mechal HaShabbos or Fiyah Pidev Zgila. One knows for a fact that this Rashba will work, one is Lati Mechal HaShabbos. However, if it's a Sufik, if it's a Sufik if it works or not, one is not Lati Mechal HaShabbos. Unlike a Fiyah Pidev Chateva, which even a Sufik, one is also Lati Mechal HaShabbos. And the difference with this is not brought in the Rashba, but it's brought on the Sefer Yabi Yomif from Ravadi Yosef, and he brings some a Sefer Kolban Levi, a Kabman, a Chilik between the two. The Ramu writes in the Chosir Daya, the one is allowed to be mechal over an issa, eat behind the tamayis, whatever it is, in order to get a refiah, but only in the case of refiah yediyah, a known refiah. The Primi Gudim understood that the remu means it has to be a refiah which for sure works. And he asks, sofak nefesh tahokel, bekiich nefesh zechiv by sofak. Why does it have to be something which you know for sure will work? And the Achrayim explained, beikah the shochan ocharav, that the remu does not mean, of course, that it has to be for sure it works. But it means it can't be something which a person thinks up in his mind, maybe that works. Ask me something which the doctors agree on, that works. It doesn't work all the time. Statistically, maybe it only works 10% of the time, but it still works. However, something which worked by accident last week for your friend, and it hasn't been proven to be a refiah, that does not work. Therefore, he writes the Sefer Kamal Avi, that refiah piderech zgila, since we don't know why it works, we have no understanding in these supernatural things, why it works as refiah, therefore, the fact that it worked for 10 people before you, if it didn't work all the time, then it's called derech mikra. By accident to work, since I have no reason why it worked, perhaps it had something to do with the time of the month, the type of people that work. We have no reason why these things work. So we cannot say, statistically, it works 10% of the time. It's not even a sophic. It's a derech mikra, remotely, by chance, it worked. However, refiah piderech zgila, which works all the time, I don't understand why it works, but it works all the time, such a refiah one is not Mechal HaShabbos, according to the Rashba. And this is also Shittas of Rashi, and also perhaps Tosfos Shitta. Tosfos writes himself as Bumetziah. This has a question, how was Eliyahu Anovi able to be Mechaya Meisim, the son of Amunah? We know Eliyahu is a Kohen. A Kohen cannot be Mechaya himself. Answers Tosfos, true. However, Eliyahu knew for sure he could be able to make Tchisa Meisim on the boy. Therefore, Pekich Nafesh is Doicha the Issa of Timur. All the Chayim asked Tosfos, why does he have to say he knew for sure he'll be able to Mechaya Meisim the boy? He thought he can try something. However, Lefi the Rashbitz, we can understand this. Since Eliyahu was not doing the refiah b'derech hateva, since being mechaya ma'isim, no way it works with the law and laws of nature, therefore it had to be certain that it will work. If it was certain that it will work, then one has not to be over an issa.
One person is dead. That's why do we have to bring him back alive?
That's a separate shalom nechonim. How kiich nefesh works for someone who's dead. That's a different mahalach, and that's what some people say, that kiich nefesh only works for someone who's dead, in the case where you know for sure will work. However, we're going to a different mahalach. Maybe not everybody has this chesim for it. This son actually came out to be Avadi Anuvi. Yeah. So perhaps that's why we needed him. Now look at the most possible go like the Rashba. The Chum Sofer, the Chavisur, the Chidu, Tzemach Tzedek, Marsham. Almost all their chonim down the line, passing like the Rashba, the Refiah Pidech Zgila, is mitzvah on Shabbos, since the Refiah, some say only in a case we know for sure, like one mahalach, and some say even in a case of Sofek also. The Masham brings B'Shem the Chidu, that the Bani Peretz himself, amongst the Shoinim, used to write Kemayis on Shabbos. Tell people to get better. He wrote an Amulet on Shabbos. So too it's brought down the great Mekibble of Shulam Sharabi, also wrote to Kemayis on Shabbos in order to help people. These all went with the Mahalach al-Rajbu, Refiah Pidech Zgila Zmitzah. Let's summarize over here. According to the Rambam, is one allowed to send a telegram to a tzaddik on Shabbos or whatever message to Michal Shabbos to a tzaddik that a tzaddik should have for him? So we saw according to a dvaz that says the explanation of the Rambam is that whether he believes that zgil is not effective, therefore tefillah, which is effective, one is allowed to Michal Shabbos, even according to the Rambam also.
And even if we learn different machachim, like we said, that the Pshem Krieger learned, that the Rambam holds you're not allowed to, however, we have the Rashba, which Rashba holds you're allowed to. In a case where Tzaddik was smacha gavra, Tzaddik, you know for sure, his tefillah is always answered, everybody agrees that Rashba holds you're allowed to. Therefore, it should be. In the case of this Yitzchum's Lakshav, when she sent a Tzaddik to Sashlum, the first Bazar Rebbe, a great Tzaddik, which was a smacha gavra, it should be permitted to send Bimachal Shabbat to send a telegram. However, all the Paschim and down the line all say that in a case of tefillah, one is not allowed to be mechala Shabbos. The Pshem HaKidigi brings a nice raya from the Gemur and Tanis, that the Gemur and Tanis says, Umre Rabbi Yossi, one is allowed to blow shofar, la'azura, to have people come to call him to help to in the times of need. Avaloy l'tza'aka, one is not allowed to call, blow shofar, in order for the tefillah to work. Because sometimes people blow shofar for the tefillah to be stronger. One is not allowed to blow shofar for that. And Rashi explains, since the issa of blowing shofar is issa derabunan, and we don't know if tefillah works all the time, one is not allowed to be mechallel Shabbos for tefillah. I mean, if Rabbi Yossi said it in his times, that tefillah doesn't always work, I can say differently in our times. Even by a tzaddik of the Bazar Rebbe, one cannot be mechallel Shabbos. The Masham says, he passes like the Rashba, Refi Api Devs Gilas Mitta. However, he says, Bedar Hazeh, Ein Lehukum Mekam Atamim. In our generation, we cannot be mechallel to be mespalu and mechallel Shabbos for tefillah for many reasons. And he doesn't give a reason why. It's implied, however, that the reason he gives is, since he's afraid if a mikshul will come out, he's worried that if we start being matat to mechallel Shabbos, to send a tzaddik, and every single person starts sending tefillahs on Shabbos to tzaddikim, without having to sign some kufa ta'ir, 40 days on Shabbos, but come on, a mikshul, everybody will start sending on Shabbos messages to tzaddikim to daven for. Therefore, he writes, b'fat b'dar hazeh, he cannot be Michael. In the Sefer Divrei Shulam from the Strapker Beruf, a son of the Shinner Beruf, and a grandson of the Divrei Chaim, he writes an interesting answer. He writes to Shem the Yismach Moshe that true, Refi Yipi Derech Zgila is Mitzvah on Shabbos, but Tfilah is not. This is an interesting reason why. He says, when we have a Refi which is through the Masim Ben Ayudam, it's the actions of a man, such a Refi, one is Latim Mechal Shabbos for. But if all we need is the Pilas of Hashem Yisburach, so to speak, Hashem should do the Tfilah, and I need to just daven for it, Hashem knows you wanted to daven. And he knows the reason why he didn't daven was because he can't, the Shabbos, I can't ask my dad to daven for him. Therefore, Hashem uses it, Yimach Shabbat, Kili, you davened. So it's not even necessary to ask the Tzaddik Daven for him. For you, by you not sending a telegram, that itself was its filler already, and it's like it works. So by its filler, it doesn't make sense to be mispalim. And I look at the Paschim right, like the Rashba and they are all Asa, even though they're still all Asa the case of by its filler, that's the Masham writes, he passed like the Rashba and he's still Asa by the case of its filler. So to the Divrei Cheskel, Shinui Ruv also writes that he is not matter to be mispalel on Shabbos if it's truchel on Shabbos. And the Mechitz Yitzchak also writes like this, that even according to the Rashba, one is not allowed to mechal Shabbos or tefillah. In fact, the Masham, the Bajan Ruv, brings that the Sashurim himself, the Bazar Rebbe, was extremely upset to this chusit for sending him a telegram on Shabbos. And he felt it was completely wrong. And he said, now I must be mispalel really strong, because if not, there'll be a chel Shabbos over here. Right. And since he sent a telegram. And Masham writes that actually, if he actually worked, the Yid got better. But I don't want to pause a moment over here and ask something. It always bothered me, this shtickle over here, what the Sashulim said. So let's think a moment. If the Belz Rebbe believed, like the Rambam, the Fiyah Pedev Zgila is Usan Shabbos, was it helped by him afterwards saying, I'll be misfollowed for him and I'll have a funeral, it'll be alright? Once a person does an Issa, the fact that later you saved him doesn't help anymore. Since the Fiyah Pedev Zgila is forbidden, the Rambam didn't say it doesn't work, Rambam says you know how to do it. So what does it help afterwards? And if it looks like the Rashba, the one is allowed to do it, then, like a person goes to the doctor doesn't have to say, I have to make sure I get you better, otherwise you have Chilul Shabbos. Of course not. A person is not to do his Ishtadlis. I went to the doctor, and the doctor says, I tried my best. Why does Hashem have to say that, and now I'll have to try my best, otherwise you'll have Chilul Shabbos? Perhaps, the Hashem meant to say like this, that since the Rashba holds only in a case where it for sure, for certainly works, by me proving that my tefillahs will work, I'm a case of a tzaddik shesmach gavra. Although it's hard to say that in this one time is what will prove it, that he's a tzaddik which works all the time or not. Rather, he had always been like that, so why did this one time have to be like that? In fact, in Sefer Tzitz Eliezer, goes as far as and says that a ruv which paskins and is mat for such a case, has a din of haruus ben seir moir. Has no psak whatsoever. Interesting enough, that although all the paskins are forbid, there were some who are martyred, and ironically, they were not from the Chassidish Paschim at all, rather from the Mesnagdish Paschim. In the Sefer Ibdus and Nugus Labayis Brisk, it brings that Reb Chaim Soloveitchik said, the one is Latim Michal HaShabbos, send a telegram on Shabbos. Since the best thing is tefillah, what could be better than tefillah? One is Latim Michal HaShabbos for that. So too, Nisaifa Megid Gibbous Olam, bring that the Vilna Gaon was martyred to send a message, not a telegram obviously, but to send a goy to go be to the tzaddik Ibshaya Zhochevitze, apparently a big tzaddik in times of Vilna Gaon, in order that he should be able to daven for him, because the Vilna Gaon also held. So although we said all the Paschim answer it, but it seems that the literature Paschim believe that it's one is allowed to go to a tzaddik. But Lamasa, it's hard to rely on this form, Lamasa, since it's not Sifrei Psak, so it's hard to rely against all the Paschim which say explicitly that one is not to Mechala Shabbos even in such a case.
But the Yid wouldn't pick up the telegram.
Yes, it would, if it comes there, they think it's something important.
It's just out of mix if you can pick up a telegram or not, so the guy can read the telegram.
Was the Vilna Gaon Makshiv Tzaddikin, Chassidim?
What?
Was the Vilna Gaon Makshiv Chassidim?
I don't know, I'm saying it seems to be the Tila, I don't know. I have a certain mahalach why the Mark Paschim. And there was a machlokes in Achronim generally if this case only the Raisa or the Rabbuna, in which case all mattered, but I don't want to go into it because we're talking here generally, theoretically, of the actual is or not. So although we said that most Paschim mattered, there's actually one case where we can be mattered, and most probably according to all Paschim. Nesaifa Lev Sameach from Rapenich Melesk, who was a son-in-law of the Sashulm of Bells, he writes, he doesn't understand why the Paschim have such issue with this thing. And he writes that in his times, all the people sent telegrams on Shabbos Tzaddikim. It seems to be there was quite a common meaning in his times. People sent telegrams on Shabbos. And there's nothing wrong with it, he writes. This is because we know. There's a din of Shaititr Data Shal Chayla. Yisiv Data Shal Chayla. The Chazal were very worried about the Chayla Shvika. It's very important that the Chayla Shvika of mind, and that itself creates the Refia. Therefore, Chazal say, that one is Latim Mechal Shabbos in order to keep the Chayla calm. That is why we know by Yildiz, who says she wants the fire on, and the doctor says, I don't need the fire on. But she says, she feels the doctor needs it. When is Latim Mechal Shabbos, turn on the fire. Since the woman is going to be calmer knowing that the fire is on. In fact, even in the case where she's blind, she's a Sima, when is also Latim Mechal Shabbos, and she has no need of the fire. But since she says she needs it, Latim Mechal Shabbos. And the Machaber brings this to Mishin Vov, the one is allowed to send a guy, Chitzatchim, Esud Rabbunan, to call the relatives of the Chayla. And the Mugni Rum explains, because the Chayla is calmer knowing that his relatives know that he's sick. Therefore, says the Seyd of Sameach, if one is allowed to calm down the Chayla, then if the Chayla says, I want my tzaddik to mispala for me, he is asking a good request. One is allowed to mechal Shabbos, not because they're fear, not because, it doesn't make a difference if we're chaskila, rather to calm the Chayla down. And this is something which all the Paschim are allowed to do that. Therefore, one is allowed to be mechal Shabbos to calm the Chayla down. So there is actually a machlekes in Achronim in the case of Yisivid Data, if it's, we saw the case not turn on the fire, it might be even through Yid also. Shmuel Shabbos Chusa talks at length that some cases Yisivid Data where a person come and chale down is mitzvah even by Issa Daraisa, in some cases even by Issa Darabunan. But definitely by Issa Darabunan, Zichr one is allowed to mechal Shabbos in order to calm a person down. So here if you're sending a telegram, it's through a goyim, probably. One is allowed to mechal Shabbos. It's true, in the case of Daraisa, it's not clear this case will help. Another nafkamina will actually be, if it's not the chayla asking for it, it's another person in the room, or relative of the chayla, which says we must go to a tzaddik, such a case is not permitted, since it's not the refirer being matter, it's the chayla's request. Therefore, the chayla's not requesting it, there's no heta whatsoever, according to the Lev Sameach. So, let us make a summary over here. We have over here, machlekes Rishonim, whether it's gila apidere chafir, where is mitzvah or not. And even if it is mitzvah, we saw that almost all the chayla answered in the case of being mispalel for whatever reason, is it because the Gemara says that today we don't know if it's full of works, or because it's not necessary for tefillah, since the Hashem knows you want to daven, and that itself he uses for the tefillah. However, we saw that it could be in a case where the Chayil himself requests for it, such a case one is allowed to be mechal Shabbos to calm the Chayil down. I'd like to finish with one final question. Then when everyone asks an obvious question, why in the case where Isha Sima, a blind woman, asks for the fire to be turned on, are we allowed to be mechal Shabbos and turn on the fire? Just tell her you turn on the fire. She doesn't see it. Lying to her, why be Mechal Shabbos?
You can say you ask the Rebbe as well.
Then we'll get to that. So therefore...
I was assuming that you show the Chayla the actual receipt of the
Tzaddik. But in the case of the Isha Sima, you can't show that. In the case of the Isha Sima, so the Mugni Rum answers that she, even a blind person can also somehow tell the fire is on or not. But in the case where a person can't tell, it's Masha Mugni Rum. If you can properly fool the Chayla, there's no Hetik Mechal Shabbos. Therefore, the Chayla is laying sick in his bed and says, be misfal, I asked him, I send a telegram. Tell him, sure, we sent it. In such a case, one is not Mechal Shabbos. However, in the Sefer Yad Chanoich, which, interesting enough, is an enikul of Lev Sameach of Henich Malesk, and he goes in the Druchim of his grandfather, also trying to find the head to fold this common meaning of sending telegrams on Shabbos, and he writes one is allowed to lie. First of all, he brings a Rebbein Sanhedrin, which disagrees with Magna Brum. And he writes, if the halacha is allowed to lie, then no chayla will ever be calm. Every chayla will always suspect the lying to me. Therefore, the halacha has to be not allowed to lie. Because if we lie, we're defeating the whole purpose. Secondly, he writes, even according to the Magna Brum, he will also agree in this case. Perhaps Magna Brum is only talking about a case by a woman. Women don't always know the halachas. The Ish Asim he's talking about, therefore, she doesn't always know the luchas, she doesn't know you're allowed to lie to her. Therefore, if not for the fact that she knows the fire is not on, we would have had to lie to her. However, by the case of a chayla, the chayla is a man, and Fats Tam Chulchem, but she knows the luchas of lying, even the Magna Brum will agree in such a case, like to your snapshots, that by a man always know the luchas, therefore, one is the, if they'll be intended to lie, one is not allowed to lie. I'd like to finish off, it says in Safek Lichemde. The Lichemde writes that someone once asked Hasemis, for his gila, had a chayla in his house, asked him for his gila. The Semes told him, I don't know any gilas, but I know one thing. Hashem told Kaisru, v'hisim li's gila. Therefore, writes Kli Chemda, if we're coming to search for a fiyah p'derev's gila, the best gila is to actually keep the Torah. Therefore, perhaps he writes, p'kich nefesh not doicha b'fiyah p'derev's gila, so the best gila is to actually keep the Torah itself.